Nothing you can sing that can't be sung. Nothing you can say, but you can learn how to play the game. It's easy. Nothing you can make that can't be made. No one you can save that can't be saved. Nothing you can do, but you can learn how to be you in time.
Are listening to Recovery Radio on KRFP, and Recovery Radio is an outreach of the Latah Recovery Community Center, located at 531 South Main Street, Suite B, here in Moscow. Their phone number is 208-883-1045. Their hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Saturday and Sunday, they're open from 12 to 1 for AA meetings only. Their web address is latahrecoverycenter.org. The email address is latahrecoverycenter@gmail.com. You can also find them on the Facebook and the Twitter thing. Recovery Radio's mission is to share with our community how recovery from addiction and mental health issues affects us all, and to make our community aware of the recovery resources available in our area, and to share the personal stories of people in recovery, highlighting their experience, strength, and hope for continuing recovery. And I am Johnny. I'm a grateful recovered alcoholic, recovered from a seemingly hopeless state of mind and body. And my partner in crime in the studio today is...
Hi, I'm Denise, and I am grateful to be in recovery as well. And yeah, just glad to be here on this, well, kind of cloudy, little rainy September day, but warm and cozy inside, so...
Yeah, yeah, amen to that.
Yeah.
Amen to that. I don't know how they heat the studio, but...
Well...
I suspect they do a good job.
Yeah. It's working out, so.
Well, Denise, you want to dive into the waning months calendar here?
Yeah, so let's see. What we really need to do is be looking at what is left. Did you circle for me what's left?
Not specifically, totally okay. But the ones with the lines through them and the dates, you'll just have to guess.
So I see something really important that I do need to announce. Peer social activity is the Latah Recovery Festival, which is this Saturday, the 28th. And that is, it says on here, 4 to 9 p.m. at the fairgrounds. And this activity is going to be very kid-friendly, family-friendly. And there's going to be lots of activities for the kids. Bouncy houses, I hear, and drawing and stuff, just like last year. There's going to be food. They're doing a chili cook-off. And this is really going to be a great time. And then there'll be... people will be sharing, I guess, like testimony kind of stuff. And, you know, it's just going to be a great time. Is there anything else that you guys that you could think of to add to that day? Things going on? What do you think, Meg?
We will also have our fourth birthday celebration.
Yep, that's what that's about, huh? Fourth birthday celebration.
Yes.
That's great. That's Meg. That's our guest today. And let's see what else we have on here that's still... Okay, so Sundays are Adult Children of Alcoholics Women's Meeting. That is Sunday, 6 to 7:30. Learn how to crochet and calm your mind. That's the fourth Saturday of this month, 10 to 12. So I believe that would be this Saturday. Might want to double check it. Let's see what else we have here. Peer Recovery Meeting, last Monday of the month, 6 p.m. So that will be... let's see, I think is Monday the 1st or the 2nd? I can't remember. And let's see, we've got...
I think...
does that turn into the 1st?
Ah,
see. I should have planned this out better. Should just start it from the beginning.
Tuesday is the first.
Okay, so okay. This Monday would be that one. Recovery coaching and peer support is every day by appointment. Alcoholics Anonymous is every day at noon. Positive Affirmations is Monday, 1 to 2. Recovering Parents is Monday from 3 to 4. Let's see, and that probably passed life skill. AA Big Book Study is Tuesdays at 1:30. Chess with Steve is Tuesdays and Thursdays 5 to 6. Narcotics Anonymous is Tuesday 5:30 and Fridays 5:30. Free meal and snack sponsored by Good Sam is Tuesdays 5:30 until out of food. Addiction support group Tuesdays 6:30 to 8. Mental and addiction self-health MASH is Wednesdays 4 to 5. Positive Affirmations Wednesdays 5 to 6. Recovery International mental health self-help group is Wednesdays 6:30 to 8. New volunteer orientation Thursdays 4 to 5. And write for you writing support group open to all. Again, the wording. Yeah. Thursdays 5 to 6:30. Lab is the first and the fourth Thursdays, 7 to 8:30. And
it reads in your head a lot easier than it reads out loud.
Yeah. Young adult addiction support group is Fridays 7 to 8, and then movie and game. Check out website for listings, but that's Friday at 6:30 to 9. Yeah, I think that's basically it. So yeah. We will have a new calendar next week, and we will give you all of the October fun things going on. And yeah.
And I'm going to jump in here. This last weekend was the opioid crisis hits home displaying information. That was at the on the Third Street steps at City Hall.
Yes.
And it was pretty impressive. I was part of blowing up 267 247, something like that. Anyway, black balloons. Well, most of them were black except for the 7 that were white, and those represented the people who died from opioid overdose in Latah County last year. 7 of our friends and neighbors died from opioid overdoses. And there are some pictures on the LRCC website, LatahRecoveryCenter.org, and if you want to see what it looks, if you didn't see it on your way to the farmer's market, you can see pictures of it. PACT EMS was there, Chaz Health was there, and Food Not Bombs actually came and had some goodies. There were donuts and coffee for people, and although I was there in the beginning blowing up balloons and handing them to our guest Meg today. And she was tying the ribbons on them, and other people were scrambly tying them to shoes. And literally the shoes filled those steps from top to bottom.
Oh, I can't
and
even
then
imagine.
Out
those steps aren't, yeah.
onto the benches. Yeah. And 247 balloons.
They filled
are
the sidewalk a little bit,
because
I didn't get by until it was over and, right. and people were taking stuff down. So did it fill up the sidewalk too a little bit? Cause the steps didn't look that big.
It flowed out onto the basically the bottom of the stairs there, but we needed to keep it off the sidewalk.
Yeah,
so
that makes sense.
But it was a success. I think from all the feedback I've gotten from people that are in the LRCC, and also people I know just around town who saw it and were pretty impressed by it. So that was fabulous. Congratulations, RJ. You did a great job putting it together and getting me out of bed at 5 o'clock in the morning to blow up balloons. I'm telling you, that is quite a feat.
And Johnny, do you think that people that got to see, you know, size-wise, you know, the 247, that kind of helped them understand how many people are dying each year?
Oh, absolutely. I mean,
our state.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, I believe the impact. I was early on, I was kind of standing off the side, just watching people walking down the street. And every single person that passed by, nobody had their head down. They were all looking at it. And I'd say 99% of them asked one of the volunteers that was there, "What's this about?" Mm-hmm. And when they told them, the look on their faces was, they were stunned. So I think it really had the impact that was intended by it, yeah. and the words out, and
yeah,
man,
that makes sense.
I'm glad I'm here today. That's all I can say about that. So that was a big success. I also want to put this out. A couple more quick things. And this is, I'm going to read right from this letter. This goes out to friends of the Recovery Center and, you know, anyone listening to my voice right now, if you want to get involved in this, it would be wonderful. But there's a fundraiser coming up for the LRCC in October. It's going to be on the 23rd. It's going to take place at the 1912 Center between 11 and 2 p.m. 11 a.m. 2 p.m. And I'll read from the letter. The Latah Recovery Center makes a positive impact on the residents of our community every day. Through our resource room, recovery life skills classes, self-help groups, and recovery coaching, we have had the honor of providing services to approximately 5,000 times last year. Thanks to our outstanding community support, we are excited to add behavioral health crisis services this year. Still don't have an exact time for that, but we're getting close. I know we're getting close. This fall, we're bringing together local restaurants and community members for our second annual Soups On. This event features soup and bread from over half a dozen premier restaurants with the hopes of building stronger support, community, and understanding for our friends, neighbors, and co-workers in recovery over a shared meal. The event will take place again on October 23rd from 11 to 2 at the 1912 Center. Tickets are $20 per person and can be purchased through any Recovery Center board member or at the center. With the support of businesses, the LRC can continue to serve our community with our recovery programs. You can support Soups On and the LRC in several ways. And this goes out primarily to business owners, but I think it could apply to anyone. Support through sponsorship packages. $250 event sponsor you get for your business will receive personally branded marketing material showing the community your support for the LRCC. You'll also receive social media mentions as a sponsor of the event and two tickets. For $500 table sponsorship, which there are only two available and I do not know if they've been taken or not yet, signage with your business name and logo will be placed on the tables where people are eating. You will also receive social media mentions as a sponsor of the event, marketing materials branded with your company logo, and four tickets. And for $1,000, you become a founder sponsor, and there are three of these available. Founders will have a display at the display table at the event. Marketing materials branded with your company name, mentioned in all of our media communication, and six tickets. And we are also happy to design other packages around your desired level of support. You can purchase tickets for $20 each for those in our community who could not otherwise afford to attend the event. That means you can buy tickets, donate them back, and they will go to people who normally could not afford to attend the event. And we're setting aside up to 50 tickets for this purchase. And you could also purchase tickets for your employees, customers, or family members. Join us in bringing our community together for a shared meal in the name of recovery. You can contact the LRC about the event sponsorship via the enclosed envelope pledge card, or being as I can't hand out pledge cards over the radio. You can call Daryl at 208-883-1045. And that's from Daryl Keim, who is the director at the Latah Recovery Center. So if anyone's interested in that, call the Recovery Center. Say I want to do something with Soups On. They'll walk you through what the options are and make a decision. We've already had quite a few people come forward and make some pretty generous donations, and to them, thank you very much. We appreciate
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. That's wonderful.
And one more quick one. I got a calendar update for our friends at Food Not Bombs. September, for the rest of this month, they're doing their diaper drive. And they're working in conjunction with Untamed Art here on 3rd Street. And they're collecting diapers for families in need. And I saw a picture of a pile of them. They must have, it looks like 100 packages of disposable diapers, which is great. So that'll go on through the end. October through November 15th, they're going to do a warm winter drive collecting scarves, hats, gloves, and coats for people in need.
Good idea.
More to be said on that, but I'm guessing they do a lot of this with Untamed Art. Christmas gift, November 15th through the 23rd, Christmas gift collection, donations of gifts for children of the Palouse who could use a happy holiday and parents who may not be able to afford it. And if you have any questions about any of this, you can contact Jackie at 208-669-3036. And I'm going to put all of this, I'm going to start putting all this stuff up on our little Facebook page that I put together. It's kind of crappy, but
we'll start getting information on there, and then it'll be awesome.
Yeah.
And that's what we need.
You can just look us up under, do a search for LRC Radio Recovery on KRFP, and you should be able to find us on Facebook there. Or you can send us an email. Our email is lrccrecoveryradio@gmail.com.
Excellent.
And sorry for chewing up so much time there, but that Soups On thing is a big deal. And I've been out in the community begging for dollars, and people have been very responsive. So thank you so much for being patient with me on that one. All right.
So today we are fortunate enough to have Meg as our guest, and she is a volunteer from the LRCC. Hi, Meg.
Hi, thanks for having me.
We're glad you're here. We're hoping you could tell our listening audience a little bit about yourself.
Okay, I have been volunteering at the Latah Recovery Community Center since January. So it's been about 8 months now. Mm-hmm. Ever since I started volunteering there, I made very good friends, including other people who've had PTSD before.
Nice. Well, fantastic. Do you suffer from PTSD, Meg?
Well, I have been diagnosed with it before, but I'm still not exactly sure if I suffer from it now. I know there are at least some symptoms.
I see. Well, good. Then that means you're in recovery.
Yes.
That's good. That's fabulous. Well, why don't you tell us a little bit about what you do at LRCC?
I spend a lot of time sitting at the front desk in case the phone rings.
So you answer the phone?
Yep. And do dishes. Some of that time is also spent chatting with my friends.
Right, right. Well, it's because we're all peers, so we all chat together and help each other out. Mm-hmm. I know you're great at greeting people when they come in the door. You always have a great smile on your face.
Oh, there it is. There's that smile.
Thank you.
And you're always friendly there. Well, what else would you like to talk about a little bit today? I know you have some notes prepared there, so.
Yes, I do.
Why don't I let you dive into a little bit of that?
Okay. In May of 2017, I walked through Denver airport security while wearing a pair of jeans with metal and rhinestones on them. They set off the alarms, and I unfortunately had to be patted down. That was pretty traumatic for me. I just can't do that without it being too much for me. Ever since then, I have been frightened of airport security. And after that incident, I started getting rid of all of my jeans and jewelry that had metal and rhinestones or sequins on them.
Uh-huh.
I threw them away.
Oh, my.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's hard for a gal to do. That must have been... Yeah, something really scary happened there, huh?
Yes. And I also started losing interest in even more girly stuff within a month later, because I ended up getting rid of the vast majority of my feminine girly clothes, and I went shopping for more genderless, more neutral clothes. And now my wardrobe mostly has like neutral clothes, like plaid shirts, t-shirts, Levi's.
Right. Okay.
Pre-airport me was also a shopaholic.
Oh, okay.
And some of the things pre-airport me was a shopaholic for include perfumes from Bath and Body Works and Victoria's Secret.
Oh, boy.
I had a ton of them. After that incident, I lost interest in girly stuff, including perfume. So the silver lining of this incident is that I don't have to worry about spending too much money on perfume or collecting too much of it.
Well, there, yeah, I guess, yeah, no, that would be your silver lining,
yeah,
then.
That's the good side of it.
It's unfortunate that happened. I myself have run afoul of the TSA in airports, the forgetting to, you know, take something out of my pocket or, yeah, and they're just, understandably, they're not real friendly about it, but I've been patted down. I've been put in the x-ray machine. Fortunately, I've never had to go to the back room and, do that, really invasive search. But, yeah, I mean, I get why they do it. I just don't like it. I understand.
I don't like it either, and I also get why they do it.
Yeah. Yeah, no, absolutely. Absolutely. Although, I mean, who knows what a terrorist looks like, but sitting across the desk from you right now, I think that might be a stretch.
Yeah. Yeah.
You seem like a very friendly, outgoing person, so.
Yeah.
Thank
but
you.
That's just
but that's
my
the
opinion.
Thing. They can't, yeah, they
yeah,
can't
friends
do
at
it.
The TSA and law enforcement, don't come down on me, but, you know, I mean, there is a certain amount of judgment that you can exercise, and you probably do, and I don't know about it, so. And that's probably a good thing, because the less I know, the better. Right, Denise?
Sometimes, yeah, sometimes.
All right, well, back to you. What? So this incident at the airport in May of 2017 really had a big impact on you.
It sounds like
you know you related the incident to, you know, your appearance, how you dressed, how you know the perfume you wore. And have you been able to recover any of that, as you call it, kind of girly things in your life, or are you still pushing back on it?
I am mostly still pushing back on it, but I'm not always as hesitant to wear feminine jewelry sometimes.
Mm-hmm. I see you have a beautiful gold necklace on there.
Yep, I do.
Oh, that's gorgeous. And a matching ring, I see.
Well, they didn't come together, but thank you.
Yes. Looks like they're amethyst or amber.
Amber.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, we do have some great jewelry that people sell in our town, too.
Yeah, absolutely. So. Well, that's good because, you know, in recovery from all sorts of things, you know, things that affect our minds and reactions, it takes time to get past that.
Yep.
I let's make it about me again.
Absolutely, Johnny. It's okay. We can take turns.
I remember when I was working for a manufacturing company, a situation came up, and that I determined to be critical, and I pulled the stop lever for the assembly line, and reported it, and a judgment was made that No, it was not as critical as my my thought was. And so things went back to normal. And then later I got called into the, VP of manufacturing's office and mm-hmm. with my manager and a couple of other bigwigs. And they're like, well, why did you do this? And I explained my rationale. And they said, well, this and this, and maybe you could have done this differently. And I said, okay, thank you. And I walked out. And in my head, I said, I'm never going to do that again, even if I do think it's a critical thing that's happening, because mm-hmm. I don't want to be in that. I don't want to be in the principal's office again.
I feel like you felt a little like you were a little bit under the microscope.
Yeah, exactly. So. And so anyway, I mean, I can totally understand how, to some people, what would seem like just an innocuous event could really change the way a person thinks.
Yep. It's changed the way I think of airport security.
Oh, yeah. So I imagine even just going to the airport is a little uncomfortable for you now.
Yes, even just going to an airport, even if I'm not flying.
Right, right, because those people are there.
Yes.
Right, right. Well, hey, you know what? Why don't we take a short break and we'll listen to some music. And when we come back, we'll talk some more with Meg and find out what other things she has on her mind, and we'll go from there. What do you think? Sound good?
Sounds good.
Sounds good.
You are listening to KRFP Moscow Pullman's Recovery Radio.
Thank you.
And that was a little bit of Led Zeppelin, whose t-shirt I'm wearing right now.
It's so tell your age, Johnny.
Yeah, I know.
I'm just saying. What are you in, your 50s?
Bless you, my child.
Really? Oh,
no,
okay.
I'm that old Beatles song. Will you still love me? Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64?
Oh.
I am old as dirt. When I was a kid, the only games, we didn't have these fancy video games.
No, we
had games like Stick and Rock and Walking, and your parents, you know, at the end of
hide and seek, and
the end of school, your parents kicked you out of the house and said, come back when it's time for new shoes.
Or no, they said, come back when the streetlights are on,
yeah,
or the sun, or it's getting dark, or whatever. We don't want to see your face anymore.
Yeah, that's right. Drink the water out of the hose if you're thirsty.
Oh, yeah, and we did, and we lived back then through it, too.
Yeah, and fortunately, you know, I was one of the faster kids, so, you know, whatever was moving slow enough to catch and wouldn't eat me first. You know, I always had snacks around.
Maybe I wonder if that's how we learned our, like, kind of street smart stuff. It was just from having to maneuver in the summer with our parents saying, go play, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Well, anyway, sorry I went off on a different direction. But you are listening to KRFP's Moscow Pullman Recovery Radio. And we are fortunate enough to have Meg here in the audience with us. Or, excuse me, in the audience. In the studio with
yeah,
us.
Yeah, we haven't quite made it. We haven't quite made it to audience in the studio yet.
No.
But we're working on it. I suppose we could squeeze, what, another 2-3 people in
here.
Yeah,
some out in the hallway or something.
Yeah,
but
really, there we go.
And Meg is a volunteer of the LRCC, and she was explaining in the first half that she started volunteering there in January, and she helps out answer phones and helps clean up around there and greets people. And yeah, and there was something that you just did recently that you and Johnny were talking about during break. It sounds like you took some of the classes that were just held?
Yes.
Can you tell us about that?
We took a recovery peer volunteer-ish class.
Nice.
We learned a lot from it, and we learned more about ways to protect people's privacy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
Which is really key. It's part of the ethics training, right?
Right.
Yes.
Is that kind of like about HIPAA and stuff?
Yes.
Very similar to HIPAA.
Okay.
Very similar to HIPAA that when people this is probably useful information.
Yeah.
But it is. And correct me if I step out of bounds here, Meg.
Okay.
Because you work with it daily. When people come in and are looking for some sort of help or guidance at the Latah Recovery Community Center, they are greeted and directed to a person that can help them with their particular issue, whether it be, if they're in a domestic violence situation, dealing with addiction or mental health issues, anything along those lines. They're seen by typically by RJ, mm-hmm. Or another senior staff member, and they are asked to give some information about where they are and what's going on with them, and all that information is put in a file which is numbered.
Right. Yeah. No names.
No names
right.
are on there.
We're not doing that.
And yep. That information is held securely at the center.
Yes.
And, if somebody came in asking for information, you know, was so-and-so mm-hmm. here, that information
it.
Is not given out.
Nope.
Total
privacy.
We don't confirm or deny anything. We, if somebody is looking for someone specifically, we just don't know.
Yeah.
We just don't know. And I mean, it's even come to a point where, you know, if law enforcement, for instance, which I think has only happened once, mm-hmm. came in looking for somebody, they are directed to the director or one of the senior people. And typically, even at that point, they will not disclose because of HIPAA mm-hmm. without a warrant.
Right.
Okay, that's because good. Then that's legally binding. Yeah. But we will not disclose the whereabouts or the presence of anyone right. there.
That's great.
Like I said, not that that's a very common thing. Like I said, I think it was referenced once it happened that a law enforcement came in looking for somebody. But anyway, yeah, I think that was it.
And I remember taking that class too and learning about all the stuff that kind of stuff. And I thought it was really cool because I hadn't learned about it in any of my other jobs.
Right.
Although, you know, when you go to the doctor's office, they talk about all these things and they, you know, you sign stuff. And so it was really cool to understand a little bit more about what that was about. So point being, though, is that this class that is done and, that you can participate at the Latah Recovery Center. And it's 2 nights for 3 hours each when they
right,
do it.
Correct.
Yeah. You really learn a lot of stuff. I mean, there was multiple areas of things that I was able to learn about recovery and about how they do things there. And then even just things like this, you
right.
know, about HIPAA. And then also, you know, how do you keep someone's privacy and, you know, what that all looks like. So, yeah.
Do you remember when they, when Daryl and RJ had us do the exercises on how people are uncomfortable? Do you remember what that was?
Yes, mm-hmm. I do.
Tell us about it.
You want to talk about it a little bit?
Yeah, we had, in the exercises we did, we had to sort of write personal stuff about us. And then Daryl almost made us pass it along.
Right. We passed it to the person next to us.
Yeah, mm-hmm. we did. But there was a time when Daryl was kidding, I think.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
I think I remember that.
Yeah. I remember that.
Yeah.
And the whole idea was, you know, we wrote down a bunch of things about ourselves. What makes you, basically? Mm-hmm. Or what things do you like to do? And how old are you? And all this information. And then you pass to the person next to you. Well, what that exercise taught us was, wow, I'm giving a whole bunch of real personal information to the person next to me
right.
that I may or may not want them to know.
Right, you may or may not know
I
them.
Thought I was writing this down just for me.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the point of the exercise was to show, to make crystal clear to us that when people come in and, you know, asking for help, there's a whole lot of apprehension there and stuff Absolutely. They may not want us to know.
Yeah, it's hard to say where trust levels are and things.
Right, exactly. It's trust levels, and it's also, you know, you're a complete stranger. I'm going to come in here and tell you I have a problem with drugs. Mm-hmm. I don't know these people. But the point is, they're very uncomfortable. And then we went into how can we deal with them, approach them, and deal with them to build that trust and to build that comfort level,
right?
So that they can move forward.
Do you guys talk there at the LRCC about like making it a safe space for people to feel comfortable?
Yes, we do.
Yeah, and that's really important.
What sort of things do they do there, Meg, to make sure people feel comfortable? What do you do when someone comes in and goes, "Hi, I'm looking for help with something, anything"?
I refer them to the resources we have there, and if they're meeting with a certain staff member, I will direct that person to where that staff member is.
Mm-hmm. So you're kind of the traffic director at the front there.
Yes, oftentimes I am.
There you go. Do people ever come in and just want to speak with you and ask you questions about resources?
Yeah, sort of.
Sort of.
If they want to know about certain meetings that are coming up, I might give them the monthly calendar.
I see.
Yeah.
I see. And you're, what level of volunteer are you? I know there's four levels now.
I am a tier two.
Tier two.
Yes.
Oh, so you're well on your way. And with this training we just took, once RJ finally gets the questions out for us, harassment there.
Yeah.
You'll be in good shape to be moving up a tier, won't you?
Yep. I will.
Oh, boy. Sounds like you're looking forward to that.
Yep. I've been learning a lot since volunteering here at the center.
Really? And with only 8 months, you know, to be a level two, that's pretty special.
Yep.
You feel good about that,
Oh,
huh?
Yeah. I am far more prepared for an employment situation because of this great volunteering experience.
Oh, fantastic. And you're going to be looking for employment?
At some point, yes.
I see. Fabulous. Well, that's great. And are you taking some of the life skills classes as well?
No, I am not. But I have been taking the Right for You class, which will end today.
Uh-huh. For this month.
I think it's going to be the last day of the writing class, period.
Oh, okay.
Is that the one with Nancy Casey?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
She used to be the DJ host for this show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, she's
a recovery
years ago.
Radio lady who, was here before us.
Who, by the way, was also at the helping out at the opioid Hits Home display, and I think I sent you a text on that she enjoyed what we're doing here. So again, I made it all about me. How do I do that?
I don't know. I think we're just trying to, share the positive stuff going on. I mean,
absolutely.
It's just one of those things.
Absolutely. Well, Meg, anything else crossing your mind that you want to share about? Maybe talk a little bit more about the recovery celebration coming up?
We will have a chili cook-off. The event is going to take place at the fairgrounds.
Right.
The Volunteer of the Year will be announced there.
Oh, fabulous.
And we might even have a dunk tank,
too. Oh, you're still working on that, huh? 2 days to go.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, and I seem to recall last year they had some door prizes for people. They raffled off some cool stuff.
So. Yeah, actually, that is also happening. I talked to a couple of people in the community who have already been solicited, and they're setting some
together
things
baskets
up.
And yeah. stuff. Cool, nice. Yeah, that's good stuff.
There will also be judges at the cook-off for the chili.
Right, and they're going to have, I think this year they're actually going to have a People's Choice Award too, so anybody can vote for a particular chili, and yep. They'll get an award as well as what the judges give out.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
So yep. That's going to be fun.
I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, I bet. I bet you are. And you'll be there helping out, just like
yep,
always.
Yep, I will.
It's fabulous.
Yeah, that's going to be a good time for sure. My family had a good time there last year, too. Unfortunately, this year it's my my daughter's birthday, and so we have a function going on that day. It's kind of sad. Just how it works out. You know, she was born that day, so.
Yeah. Darn her.
You know.
Couldn't you have had better timing on
that? Yeah. What can you do, right? So next year, I'm sure we'll be fine.
Yeah, there you go. You'll have 6 years before that happens again.
So I expect everyone to tell me about it, though, so.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. We'll be back reporting, and, you know, it would be great to, I'll have to talk to Lee, our station manager. I know they do remote broadcasts from different places. Maybe in the future,
yeah,
get a
that'd
little,
be cool.
little more technical.
When people
maybe
talk.
We can find out.
Maybe.
We can actually do a live broadcast from there.
That'd be cool.
That should be fun. And maybe I'll find out about recording some of the people. I know, I believe... Is it Joyce Lyons that's going to be there as kind of a keynote speaker?
I don't know for sure.
Okay. I her name came up somewhere, but I'm not sure if it's in the context of this or another event. So anyway.
See, we're just involved in a lot of community things. So sometimes it's hard to say which thing.
Right,
you know?
Right, exactly.
And the Laetal Recovery Center has all sorts of things going on.
And
always,
I've
so.
Missed two meetings in 2 days, one for the Veterans Outreach Program yesterday, and then today when I stopped by just in case Meg was at the center to give her a lift over here on this cloudy, drizzly day, and she was not there. She was already on her way here. And I ran into RJ, who said, "Where were you at 10:30? And I'm like, "What?" And she's like, "Staff meeting."
Okay, so
and
your
I'm
phone.
Like, oh.
So Johnny, your phone has this thing called a calendar, and you can set times
I
with
swear
bells and whistles
it's,
that will make sirens and noises when it's time. And you can be like the day before reminder, 2 hours before reminder, time of event reminder. I'm just saying.
And this is all coming from the technically challenged partner
oh,
in this.
I will totally own that, man. I tell you what.
But you're awesome on that phone, and
I can help you out with the how to make bells and whistles go off the phone. I know how to do that.
And I as God is my witness, I swear I thought I had done that. Evidently, I need to redouble my
effort.
Sometimes
it's just a really busy week. And so we just have to be patient with ourselves.
Yeah, today and this week has been, last week was busy. This week has turned out to be busy. I thought it was going to be slow, but lots and lots of fun things going on. So
the weather's changing and all.
Yeah.
Well, I think the next DJ is going to be in here in just a little bit. So, Meg, thank you so much for coming on the show.
You're welcome.
Thank you for your volunteer work at the LRCC. That's great. Thanks.
And thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Thank
it was
you.
Nice having you. Yeah. And thank you, Denise, for being here and doing the awesome job of keeping me on track and in line, so to speak. And to all our friends out there, remember, if you think you have a problem with drugs and alcohol, you do.
If my words did glow with the gold of sunshine,
and my tunes were played on the harp unstrung. Would you hear my voice come through the music? Would you hold it near as it were your own? It's a hand-me-down. The thoughts are broken. Perhaps they're better left unsung. I don't know. Don't really care. Let there be songs to fill the air. Rippled in still water, when there is no pebble tossed, nor wind to blow, reach out your hand. If your cup be empty, if your cup is full, may it be again. Let it be known there is a fountain that was not made by the hands of men. There is a road, no simple highway, between the dawn and the dark of night. And if you go, no one may follow. That path is for your steps alone. Rippled in still water, when there is no pebble tossed, no wind to blow. You who choose to lead must follow. But if you fall, you fall alone. If you should stand, then who's to guide you? If I knew the way, I would take you home. La da da da, la da da da.